Yeah, that's all you can do at this moment. I mean, I don't think we've got the luxury of planning what games we're going to win and what games we're not going to win. I think we just got to go in there and just aim to win as many games before the end of the season. Everyone knows what we've got to do and everyone's trying their best.
Arsene Wenger famously said a few years ago that so many London derbies had an effect on London teams being able to win the title. You're in the middle of this run of London derbies. So is it a similar effect when you're battling at the other end of the table? Are they different?
I just think the games when you're battling to stay up are always pressure games, no matter who they're against. You know, the fans have a different view on it because it is a London derby, but the players really have to. The game itself is you know, a difficult one because people do get nervous in towards the end of the season.
Mm. Is there anything you, from a coaching staff point of view, can do to sort of try and alleviate nerves from the players or the concerns that the players may have?
I mean, nothing that you wouldn't do ordinarily. We know that Crystal Palace have some good flair players and we have to take care of that situation. But we also have to try and score first if possible. But if we have to try and score and maintain discipline in our defending mode.
Mm. And is it a different scenario as a coach? I mean, obviously, if you were given a full run at a team pre-season into the season, you'd maybe have a different way of playing your football. Is there a different approach that you have to have when you're in this sort of, not quite firefighting mode, but when you're in a mode where actually the results are maybe more important than the way that you get those results? From you personally, you have to look at it and go, well, I'd like to play a different way, but actually we've got to be pragmatic.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people who come into these situations come into it for a reason, and a lot of the time is maybe that you're playing a style of football that doesn't suit the players that you've got, or maybe the players are not executing the style that you want. And sometimes you have to look at the players you got and what your situation is and how much pressure you want to put the players on to express themselves in situations that they're not sure about, and then come up with a plan that everybody agrees with.